Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to How's Our Life, the show where we show you what our lives are like here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali.
And these are our kids, Musa.
Musa and Doha.
Give five, man.
How you doing? Okay, he hasn't learned that yet. Okay, so
Allah Musa is around a year old, inshallah, in like 15 days of year old. And
she wants to say something. Go on and say it. There were some vigorous protests that took place for the sake and cause of Palestine. We've got some fantastic news, alhamdulillah. So
alhamdulillah, Allah has helped us to find and Doha is sitting outside because we tried to film with her. It was impossible because she keeps talking, mashallah. She keeps going here and there. So we had to get her out of here.
So alhamdulillah, that gives us an opportunity to actually talk to you guys today. So we have some good news, really, really fantastic news, alhamdulillah. So as you know, we've been looking for a house and we finally found one.
Alhamdulillah. After looking around different areas, of course the budget was one of the most important things, that within our budget we find something, a decent place inshallah, a neat clean place, cockroach free.
Dream? Ramadan routine. I am no dream. I
repent. Doha, what are we doing?
We're going to a nice house.
Inshallah.
Even though it's the month of Ramadan and we're doing a lot of work and Sayyida's pregnant and studies as well, all the rest of it, it actually feels like a strange kind of peace. It's the first time where we're packing and I'm actually feeling happy about packing. It feels like we're actually going to our home, not just a rented place. So I'm really thankful for that.
This was the kids' bedroom, it's empty. This was our room, it's empty. This is the stuff that has to be loaded.
So, I'm moving the last, like we're leaving for like 5 minutes. So I'm just mopping this house.
So inshallah, we're on our way to the new house. So we've not shifted yet, but first thing, we're entering it with the Holy Quran. So bismillah, welcome to our new house. Inshallah, this is gonna be a place of worship for us, and a place that our kids grow up, inshallah. And we're hoping to do a lot of good things in the house. Really excited to start a new journey in this house. So it's been 6 years in Qom, and inshallah we are finally shifting into a house which we think for some time it will be permanent for us, inshallah. Now I'm going to show you the kid room. It's a bit small, but it's really good. I like it. This is the kid room. And lastly, the favorite part of my life is my kitchen. So they let us leave the door open because they washed it so it would smell or something. But this is a really nice kitchen. So the first thing we want to bring in the house was the Quran. So I had written on it, Quran and Majid. And it's really important because Muzaffar said he wants to take it the first thing in the house, the Holy Quran. Painting, which is beautiful, so we thought we'll bring this first in the house, inshallah.
How do you feel?
I feel happy, really happy, as I told you in the car. Feel happy, excited to set it up, and looking forward to spending my days and nights in this new house, inshallah. I'm waiting. And having a third baby in this house, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, it's been around a month and a half that we shifted, Muzaffar. Yes. It has been, mashallah, it has been such an amazing experience, but really hectic, I would say, because now finally, after having your own house, which you know that you have to basically do everything, there's no one going to be doing things for you, and if you break something, you know you're going to have to be fixing it. So what we did is, alhamdulillah, got all the big jobs done, because there were a lot of small changes, like getting painting done, the wall, the glass changed over a certain wall, getting the tiles changed, getting the kitchen tiles
change small, small jobs like this. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I can say today we are done, alhamdulillah, and we're gonna give you a house tour.
A really nice big house. Look at this cover. We can do so much with this. We got the TV on the wall because we got, like, inshallah, kids coming will be like trying to break the TV. So now, how do we do it? So there is this app called Amyar Bistochar. So Amyar Bistochar, it means you have to basically, it's an app where every single thing in the house can be repaired. So for example, you put your address, what time you want the guy to come and what the problem is. And they call you and they come to your house and fix everything. So it's a really good app. I didn't know about it. One of our really close friends, she told me about it, that it's really good. And since then, I've been using it like crazy and Muzaffar is really impressed by it. Aren't you, Muzaffar?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. I will show you when the guy comes, like how they do the work. So we got the stove fixed. So one's fixing our table, one's putting our curtains up. So it's fun when you have your own house, you can actually use it. You feel happy doing things? Because you're like, okay, this is ours. Whatever we do is going to be with us, inshallah. Well, temporary in this zone, yeah. But yeah, it feels really nice to do this after. So long.
So one of the big jobs was we had attached washroom. In our bedroom, attached toilet, but there was no toilet, there was no sink, there was no proper shower, everything. So we had to basically took a week and a half to do that.
Have you seen uglier toilets than this, Muzaffar?
I've seen uglier toilets than this, yes, I have, but this is the ugliest toilet I've seen in our house, definitely.
So we just come to choose ceramic for our toilet tiles. No one. But we need a shade of a little flowery, a beige and a white, what we're looking for.
It's raining. It's actually raining here in Qom. On Laylatul Qadr, on the night of destiny.
Okay, so Muzaffar just entered the house and have cleaned the whole house.
So yeah, I just walked into the house after a long hard day of work and I can't believe it, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, we're just praising Allah. I can't believe it.
This is not that everything is not completely, but there are a few bits and bobs. We're gonna give them a house tour into a proper one, inshallah. Yeah, right. This is like the rough. Something special is gonna come of them, a person's gonna paint, inshallah. You can open the light.
Basically, oh, this looks lovely, mashallah. This is the first time. How long has it been now?
A month and a half. This is the kids area, kids area.
What?
Kids area. Yeah, you can love first. I arranged it so nicely for him.
In Iran, you can't, as a foreigner, have a house in your name.
Yeah.
Plot twist, okay? Mm. But for those who really, really want to, where there's a will, there's a way, Allah finds a way. There's lots of loopholes. So what we've done, and what our friends have done, is basically this. You go and you get the house put into the name of an Iranian that you trust.
Know very well.
You know them, you trust them, yeah. So inshallah you find somebody like that. Then they sign an additional document which basically means that they have no rights to the house and you have the right to the house.
It's all done like in the court, like legal court, what do you call it?
Yeah, you have to go to the...
court?
The place.
The place, the official court,
that official place.
Yeah, I know what it is.
So it gets
because
done there.
Because when you
and
do legal work, it's really important you do everything, I think, legally. It shouldn't be like, oh, it's not in your name. And that was like what me and Muzaffar were a bit like thinking about, okay, it has to be done properly. We don't want it to be done, God forbid, illegally. And later on, we have problems. So alhamdulillah, because of Sheikh Ali, I think we had like a support. We had like someone to be making sure that everything is being done properly. And I think Muzaffar was more emotional more than anyone when we like finally got everything sorted.
Was that?
because it was his like kind of dream, okay? And before this as well, we would like to thank parents for all this. It was possible because of the parents and a lot of our really close friends who have helped us, who have managed us find out the official stuff.
Sheikh Ali especially, who's actually guided us through the entire process. We wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for him. I pray for all those who are wishing to come to the holy city of Qom, and for everybody, that you find somebody out there who's wise, who can help you, who has experience.
Oh, one more thing that a lot of people are struggling here due to all the sanctions and due to all the so many things happening here is every year the landlord makes the rent high. So we were even worried, okay, the place that we went to now, we were renting, the rent was really high. Between us, like, it was really high. It would get unaffordable. It would be like, okay, how are we gonna afford this with three kids?
I already knew, like, next year we're going to have to move into like a basement
house
or something.
Or something that we can
There's
afford.
No way we can afford this as time progresses. And there was no hope in sight, or like, of us actually getting a house. But alhamdulillah, Allah made it happen. Anyway,
me and Muzaffar, alhamdulillah, have always had this policy that we don't stress for the stuff that's gonna come in the future. Alhamdulillah, I think we always say. I think around 3-4 months ago, we both were like, looked at each other, we were like, yeah, the rent is high. But then we both said to each other, don't worry, Allah will help us. That has always been our attitude from the beginning, from sitting into the flight for Qom with him, where he says no house, to alhamdulillah where we are right now. It's like, don't worry, Allah's going to help us.
Yeah.
Just go with the flow.
The Quran says, إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I will increase you. Allah is telling us in the Holy Quran. So we just kind of trusted in that.
Honestly, personally, I'm saying for myself, I don't just say it, I believe in it. I never stress what we're going to eat tomorrow. There are days where, like, you know, Zafar, we don't have anything into our account. We're just like, oh, but suddenly Allah does something that the next day a payment comes through, or someone wants to just send us a gift, or something happens, Allah helps us.
Yeah,
so I think this is an attitude that you should go. And a lot of people will say that go with the flow. This is what I say, go with the flow. Rest Allah will help you. It's a bad attitude, it's not good, you shouldn't be doing this, but I think that's how you should be. You don't know what's going to happen the next moment. Allah's planned something so beautiful for you. You have no. What's happening with us right now, what happened to us, we had no clue.
We had no idea something like Allah would do this with us, alhamdulillah. No expectations, actually.
No expectations, no, we're going to have a house one day, we're going to do this, we're going to have like, I don't know, it just happened. Allah, this was Allah's plans for us.
Life is too short and you only get one shot at this to keep worrying about your rizq. You're just worrying constantly about, oh, is Allah going to provide for me tomorrow? Is He going to give to me? Am I going to have this? What are you doing? You're spending all your time worrying. You're not actually being thankful for what Allah...
You're not
being thankful for what Allah has actually given you right now. That's it. You've lost what He's given you. So how... Why are you even hoping for getting something more?
One more thing though, like a lot of people shouldn't think that we're saying this, that if you be thankful, Allah's gonna, like, you're just gonna be loaded, for example. We're not even saying that we're loaded or alhamdulillah, Allah's given us like a lot of money. I'm saying Allah alhamdulillah has given us enough to live a decent, happy life with our family. That's what I would say. Alhamdulillah, that's what's important, isn't it?
There was this guy. He used to always be in the masjid praying right behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He was right there whenever Islam commanded him, whenever he needed to be there, he was there. Praying, on time, doing all of his wajibat. He'd always ask the Prophet, please pray to your Lord, pray to my Lord that he increases my sustenance, increase my sustenance. He kept on praying. Rasulullah would say, look, just be thankful for what you have, you don't need more. But then he said, he kept on insisting, no, 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 I want more, I want more, I want more. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam finally said, okay, I will pray for you. He gives him 2 dirhams, 2 coins. And he says, go and spend these and Allah will now increase your rizq. Days pass and the man's rizq increases. Now he's got loads of camels to look after. He's got a business, a flourishing business. And then he doesn't show up to the masjid as often. He doesn't go there on time. He doesn't spend that amount of time, giving Islam its due attention. So why? Whenever somebody would ask him, why are you not spending this time like you used to with Islam? The guy would say, well, I've got this to look after. I've got a business to look after. I need to do this now. I need to do this. His attention became completely distracted from those things which mattered most. Eventually what happened is the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to the man and he said, look, give me back those 2 dirhams that I lent you. The man says, that's fine, these 2 dirhams are nothing. Back then he was really thankful. He's like, 2 dirhams, thank you so much, I'll go and spend. Now he's like, 2 dirhams, that's nothing. He gives them back to the Holy Prophet. And from that day, his risk decreases and he goes back to the financial status that he was in previously. And again, that same man, you'd see him again in the masjid. Sometimes we have to understand, if Allah is testing us with risk, then we should know that that is to our benefit, whether he's testing us through poverty or through wealth.
کسی ندیدم اینجا که نامید برگرده انجر فولاد تو نوای هرچی درده کسی ندیدم اینجا که نامید برگرده چجوری از دست بکشم.
And that's all for today. We hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the show, inshallah. From myself, Muzaffar Haider. From my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
From my husband, Muzaffar Haider.
We bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.